You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Oh, it was an exciting day yesterday for the kiddos because it was find out who your teacher is day. So Nick Nack was, you know, staring at her phone around 3 o'clock last night, and you know, she's like, oh, so-and-so got theirs, and oh, so-and-so got their email, and oh, they got their email. She's like, keep an eye on your phone. Watch your phone. The emails are coming in. Oh. So about 10 minutes later, yep, the little emails popped up, and Lila got her teacher, and Reed got his teacher. They both seem happy. And then the text started flying back and forth between squad with many of the moms upset on who they got, and why isn't their kid in this class, and we don't like that teacher, and oh, that teacher's better, and
how
oh, the stress and anxiety, Dom. Ooh, my goodness.
Why do they get upset about particular teachers? Are you saying that at that school some teachers have a good reputation?
There's reputations, I guess, with a few of them. And some of the mom squads have older kids that have maybe had that teacher, and now their younger kid is getting that teacher again. And, oh, the communication is horrible with this teacher.
No.
So anyway, and then it was a lot of back and forth of, you know, what friends are with who and what class. And, you know, Reed's was excited and bummed because he got one really good buddy in his class, but then another one of his really good friends is in another class, so he was kind of bummed about that. But then Nicole and I are like, that's fine because you
that's
can concentrate
good.
More. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't tell him that. But like,
oh, see him at recess.
You'll still see him at lunch. That whole speech. But it led me to talking to Nick Nack last night about that was a really fun time back in elementary school. Totally different now because the emails come in and then you can text everybody. But I remember, you know, you pack up the car back in the day or you go for a walk up to the school. And you actually had to go and, you know, wade through the crowd by the front door because they'd had everything posted on the front doors of the school on what teacher you had.
Right,
and then everybody in the class and you were, you know, stressfully looking through to see what friends were on the list with you. And
yeah,
I almost like that better, you know, making pilgrimage to the school to find out versus getting these emails now where instantly everybody's upset about everything.
Can I shatter the bubbles, burst the bubbles of many of the parents who are like the ones you were describing, who are saying, oh, I can't believe we got that teacher. I don't like that teacher. Let me burst a few parent bubbles here. You are aware, or maybe you're not, that the teachers all get together. And they talk about the kids, too. And there are just as many teachers who are not excited about your child
True
being
that.
In your class. Because the other, let's say, you know, one teacher had your kid in second grade.
Oh, yeah.
They're obviously tight with the teachers who teach third grade. And they're like, whatever you do, you
don't
want to get
him.
Like Jeremy Padgett's kid. Whatever you do.
He's a monster.
So I know parents are all high and mighty, like, oh, we don't like that teacher. Well, the teacher's saying, we don't really care that much for that kid
either. Oh, I am so sure that that's going on. You
know, but the parents don't even consider that. They're like, what?
Yeah.
Someone wouldn't love my little angel?
Teacher's like, oh, God.
I got to take the teacher's side on this one. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it's like, give them a chance. You haven't even been in class yet, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, come on. Don't be so harsh so early.
I've got a really good friend of mine who was a teacher for several years, and she's not anymore. She got out of the field, like mm-hmm. many teachers. After a while, they just like, oh, I can't take this
do it anymore. Yeah,
because that is a tough job. And I remember though when she was teaching, and she taught early elementary school, like second, third grade. And I remember, you know, we would go out a group of us for a happy hour, and I was always curious. I would ask her about. I was like, so how many absolute monsters do you have this year?
Mm-hmm.
She'd say, well, I got like 24 in my class this year or 26 or whatever. She'd say, I would say two of them are going to be the real problem. And she knew this after just like 2 days.
Wow. Already.
Right? She's like, I know which ones are going to, you know, give me such stress attacks.
Yeah. Already. This is the first impressions, huh?
Yeah.
It's funny, too, because, I mean, back in the day, you didn't really know your teachers or know who you're going to be getting, really,
no.
You know. The first thing I did when I found out who they were, I got their emails and everything, I looked them up on Facebook. Mm. And I checked out, you know, like, oh, looked at, you know, their family life and what they do and what they're into. And,
mm-hmm.
like, I feel like already Reed's teacher and I are going to probably start hanging out. He looks
Great.
Like a cool dude, so Yeah, I think it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine to all the moms freaking out.
And that teacher that I was talking about, she on social media did not use her last name.
Smart.
Her Facebook page was first and middle name because she didn't want to be able to be tracked down by crazy parents, I think.
And she wanted to post all those partying pictures, probably.
That too.
Yeah.
Sure. Absolutely.
Teachers have fun too.